Welcome. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning, January 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. Imagine that. January is just about complete. That is, 1 month of a 12-month period called our year, 2014, is already complete. That is extraordinary. However, this is a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the entire earth. Well, I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And our prayer focus today is desperation without despair. Desperation without despair. Well, our prayer targets for today include praying for the youth. As you know, if you've been listening to the media or paying attention, you know that there is trouble in the lives of many, many young people. We're seeing very strange, I would say strange because they're totally not normal, behaviors to the point of people losing their lives. So the next thing we would like to pray for, we would like to satisfy the command of the scriptures to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's Psalm 122 and verse 6. That says that, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And then we want to pray for the salvation of those that are yet groping in the dark. They are yet lost. They are yet without the light of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So these are three things that the Lord has placed on my heart, and hopefully, excuse me, you'll be able to join us as we lift those up to the Lord. I'm opening up your lines so that you can be heard should you have a prayer request or a praise report, and feel free to bring that forth. You will be heard. We will agree with you in prayer, and of course we welcome your praise report. Let us open in prayer. Someone once said a long time ago, we should pray before we pray. And I like that, and I think it's wonderful, and I think we should do that right now. Let's open this prayer episode, if you will, with prayer. Father, we do thank you on this a brand new, a fresh day that you've given to us because of your great love for us. And we thank you that we can come to you through Christ Jesus, who has given himself totally for us and remains as the captain of our faith and our high priest sitting at your right hand even now to make intercessions for us. We welcome that. We thank you, Lord, that at your throne there is forgiveness and there is cleansing for all whom have transgressed and have failed you, not met the level of your expectations, coming short as we often do. On this day, we ask for new mercies that are available. We ask you to forgive us for our transgressions, our iniquities, the failings and the disappointments that appeared before you concerning our lives. We thank you for putting us back together, your willingness to do that, to make us whole so that we have peace and peace with you through Jesus Christ. We thank you today for inviting us and for preserving us and welcoming us into your presence. We plan today to pray great things, pray your heart, pray your desires, because you choose times like these to advance your purposes. So bless all those that are right now dialed in, or those that are listening to our stream. May your heart reach them, your heart's desires light upon us, upon them, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you have given and provided for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining us, and we certainly do welcome you. If you have not been with us for a minute, for a while, we want you to know we missed you. And certainly the Lord missed you being in his presence with us. You know, he counts how many of us, you know. He says, there they are, and there so-and-so, and there so-and-so. And, of course, he loves us dearly. So now that we've opened up in prayer, we want to get to our agenda. And our agenda today includes praying for the youth, the young people who are lost in so many ways. And God intended that they would have an impact on their times and their generation. And we want that, of course, for them. We also want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as we are instructed to by the psalmist David in the 122nd Psalm, in verse 6. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. And then we want to pray for the lost. However, before we do that, I would like to highlight your praise report, or your prayer request, if in fact you would like to bring forward either of those. But now is a good time, as we want to be expedient about the time that we have in this session and this episode. So you're on, and you will be heard and can be heard if you speak. So don't be bashful about that. Good morning. And welcome.
Thank you for having me. I want to give honor and praise to the God that I serve, that we serve, that Almighty God we serve. My name is Deanna. I have a prayer request. I just want to thank God for keeping me in the race. This is the race that I'm in. I'm running for my life right now. For my salvation. And I want to pray that God keeps my children and my nieces and nephews, you know, in his bosom.
Yes.
And I thank God for my church and for the learnings and the teachings that I'm beginning to get it now. You know, amen.
Better late than never.
Better late than never, yes. And once again, Pastor, I want to give a shout out to all the memories of, you know,
Dr.
Tabernacle, and keep them in prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for your greetings. God bless you. We're going to pray for you that God would. And by the way, thank you for offering that prayer request and the praise report all combined and wrapped in one. We do thank you for that. And we thank God for you. And our thoughts and vision concerning you is that you would grow in grace, prosper mightily in the Lord, and that all of the wonderful things that God has sealed and placed and sealed inside of you would be poured out and come forth as an investment in the lives, not only just your lives or the lives of your family, but in the lives of all those who cross your path. So let us bring your prayer request to the Lord right now. Father, we thank you for Deanna. Thank you, Lord, for giving her clarity by your Holy Spirit, because he is our great teacher, and he teaches us as we walk with him, as we surrender and allow him to guide the path of our footsteps, be the light onto our feet and onto our path. Thank you, Lord, for showing her your own heart concerning her, giving her a sense of security that she belongs to you. And now you've given her a thirst and a hunger and a desire to follow hard after you. Now, Father, complete all that you've started, and we know that's your style, that's your mode, that you will complete everything that you started. You never leave a job half finished or undone. So continue to bless Deanna, bless her family. Father, open up the doors that are now closed, and close the doors that should not be open, but give her entrance to all of your ways and your path as she endeavors and desires to follow you. And may the presence of God permeate and fill her life to the overflow in the name of Jesus, so that it spills over onto her surroundings and everyone that's in her life for your great glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, thank you for that report and for that request. Well, there is no doubt that we live in troubled days. However, God is not in trouble. He chooses times like these to advance and accomplish his great purposes. It is during these times that great prayers can be prayed. There is such a thing as a holy desperation that is the opposite of despair. And so we're desiring and intend to pray towards God, having his own desires and yearnings for his kingdom on earth to be seen. And because of the times, this is the perfect time for Jesus' followers and people like yourselves and I to pray and to live in extraordinary ways. And that is why we're gathered here today. So we thank you for joining us and welcome. Well, is there another praise report and or prayer request? Your line is open. And more importantly, the line to the Father's throne is quite clear and open. Welcome. I hear someone speaking. Praise God. Welcome.
Praise God. God bless everyone on the line this morning. I just want to give God thanks. I have a praise report. I remember earlier this week I asked for prayer because I was traveling. And as far as I can remember, I've traveled a lot, especially with this job, and I've never really remembered asking for prayer and traveling mercies. But maybe I have, but I just can't remember. I remember mentioning that to someone, another prayer partner of mine, and I thank God this morning because yesterday we left very early to return from the road trip that I was on, and after we had already, first of all, the flight was delayed, and then even while we were on the plane, it was just taking forever for us to leave from the gate. And then we started to leave from the gate, and we stopped. We stopped for quite a while, and then eventually the pilot came over the airways, and he said, you know, thank you for your patience and whatever. He said, but we're going to have to go back to the gate because the dispatcher didn't realize that some weight was put on the plane that he didn't or they didn't notice. And so the plane is overweight and we're not able to take off because of that weight. So we're going to have to go back to the gate and take back off some of that weight. And I just thank God because in everything, especially recently and especially coming off of the consecration, I'm trying so hard to see God's grace and His mercy and His guidance in everything because something could have malfunctioned. I know the technology is such that they have things that would, you know, be able to tell the weight of the plane before it takes off. But something could have malfunctioned and we could have taken off with that overweight and what would have happened. So I just give God thanks and I give Him praise that He did give me traveling mercies on yesterday. He gave us all traveling mercies. Whatever was His reason, I don't know and I don't want to know. All I know is that our lives were in His hands and He took care of us and He brought us safely. We were delayed for a while, but thank God we came back to New York City safely. In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that insight and that praise report. And what you've shared is so correct and so true. We are to take nothing for granted. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. I would like to silence that noise. Nothing you can take for granted. You step out of your home. You don't know what you're going to be confronted with. You're going about your business. But here is the truth. And I pray that on this truth that I'm sharing here quite quickly and shortly, that God's light would shine on it so you would have revelation. It's important. The scripture tells us that many spirits have gone out into the world. And these spirits we're talking about are out of the gates of hell. And they are there to steal, kill, and destroy. So we have to appreciate God's keeping power in every situation. You decide you want to go to the mall just to pick up an item or items, and you are confronted with a situation where there's some gunman that has an issue with life and within his own soul or her soul, and they're just wanting to take some lives. Or down the street from your house, there's someone that's building a bomb in their kitchen, and you don't know anything about it. But it's up to God to keep you. Or you're getting ready to fly somewhere, and you have no clue that the plane is overweight. There has to be a certain amount of, and in fact, I know someone who that's the job they do at the airport. They calculate the weight that's on the planes because the plane has a limitation on how much weight it can have on board in order to take off properly and fly properly. So the illustration that you've just cited really illustrates to us that we're being kept by God. We are not keepers of ourselves. So we must always move with prayer. Move with prayer. As a child, my dad used to warn us, don't go out looking for trouble. Well, these days, and he's gone to be with the Lord many moons now, trouble comes looking for you. That's how desperate it is out there. So we thank you for that praise report and that illumination that you've shared with us.
Good morning, Pastor.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I have a quick praise report this morning. This is Jenny.
Yes.
Last night, yes, Sister Jenny. Last night, I said between 6 and 6:15, I was down on West Market Street. And I got out the car. I was headed for a class. When I got out the car, the door was closed. It might have been just a pinch open. And I'm standing right by the door. And this car came and ripped my door. It didn't rip it off, but it bent it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was so I had to lay back on the car. I said, oh, my God. And because I know that it was only God that saved me. Only God. Because I would have, he would have killed me. But my only thing is messed up is the door on my car. But from where I was standing, I know that God had protected me. Because the lady walking the street, they say, are you all right? Are you all right? I said, yes, I'm okay. I said, it's just my door. But I just want to give God all the praise and all the glory. And I'm happy to be standing in my apartment this morning because I could have been laying in the emergency room on a respirator or something.
Thank you, God.
And I just thank God.
Thank you for his keeping power. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, hallelujah.
His keeping power. His angels come and surround us. They are our friends, designed, dispatched by God to watch over us and to protect us from harm, danger, to preserve our lives. Yes, thank God for his keeping power. Father, we thank you for keeping Jenny, for your angels being there to deflect what could have been a tragedy. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Because we don't know what the next moment brings. But we know that in you we are kept and preserved by your will. You are our preserver.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory.
Thank you.
Thank you for the victory. Once again, you prove it yourself strong concerning
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Us.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That you are the keeper. You are our keeper.
Yes,
we
Lord,
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you.
You are our preserver.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you praise on this
name,
day.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your presence helps in the time of trouble.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being with
you.
Thank you, Lord, for protecting our lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
for watching over us.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
As you order and walk through the valley of the shadow.
You know our every move.
We fear no evil. Hallelujah.
You know every move.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being our shield and our buckler.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
For being our protector.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you for the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jenny, I don't know if you recall what I said yesterday about the enemy's pushback.
I wasn't on the line yesterday morning, Pastor. I missed that.
Okay. All right. Let me share that with you. It may be worth repeating that whenever you experience victory, be on the watch. Do not drop your guards for the enemy to push back. And the pushback is often violent because you have victory. And you have been having victory, and you had a victory just a few days ago, and you know what I'm talking about. Last week, we had you have victory, and you made a decision, and you are resolved, and the enemy is pushing back. That's what that is. We are in a war. We are in a war.
Yes.
We are in war.
Yes.
And so we must be aware and have a context or have the revelation of what is going on when it's on.
Yes.
The enemy was ready to, because of your decision, the enemy was willing to end your life. And he could not, because he doesn't govern that. God is the creator. He's the one that say when you leave this earth, because he has plan and purpose for life.
Yes, come to save and destroy.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
That's the push back from the adversary. And right now you're supposed to be very upset and distraught and without a sense of hope and oh me, oh my. That's where you're supposed to be right now, according to how Satan inhabits. Of course, that's not where you are. You praise God because you experience God's power.
Hallelujah. And Pastor, the enemy is even more matter now because of the fact that you woke up with a praise in our heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's all right.
Praising God. And we know that a material thing like an automobile can be replaced, fixed, whatever the case may be, because God is still with you.
Yes.
He's still with you. And he knows what you need. He's still with you.
Yes.
And everything that you need to do concerning getting your vehicle fixed so that you can continue to use it or whatever the case may be, God is in that too.
I believe that.
He's in that too. Watch it. Watch him work. Watch him work. Expect him. Watch him work. You know. Watch him work.
You can leave
her out.
Leave
her life.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God. This is what, this is why we pray. This is why we connect every day like we do. So that we can be conscious of what time it is. So that we can secure the victory that has already been given to us.
Amen.
It's been given. We don't have to go out and get the victory. The victory is ours. We just have to wrap our arms around it.
Okay.
It's ours. God will keep us. He has caused you to between rain drops. You don't have to stop the rain. You make it possible for you to walk between the raindrops, not get a drop on. That's how good he is. That's how good he is. So we're looking forward to him today. Let us pray for the youth right quickly. Father, we thank you, Lord, that our world moves forward, and our world moves forward on the feet of the young, the children, the youth. And Father, we are the ones, our generation, to point the way, give direction to, an instruction to the young. And Father, help us, even on this day, to be able to communicate your truth to our lives. Give us words, words that are salted, designed to produce life. Give direction, counsel, and advice to the young. Open their eyes that they may see your hand. They have the ability and capability to do so, but the enemy has sought to blind them completely, so they are not able to see. Their eyes are scaled so that the light is shut out. Their ears are stopped so they may not hear wise counsel. And we pray today that their eyes would be open. In other words, you would cause the blind to see. Wherever they are, at school, bless them on this day with your keeping
power. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Surround those schools with a sense of your presence. Position and place your ministering angels around those schools, Lord. Even as the devil's thought right now to destroy, to seek, to steal from these young people, steal their peace, steal their joy, steal their future, their potential, bringing death to their lives as well. But we know, Lord, that you're the keeper. So for every school in our community, in our city, and even around the world, even now, that there would be no item in the news today concerning a school where the enemy has released some vessel, someone who is willing to do destruction. Preserve and keep every young person, even as they leave their homes and their parents are concerned and experiencing anxiety, not knowing what the day will bring. We thank you, Lord, now even for the new laws in the city of New York that now protects children with autism because of the youth, the young teenager that disappeared and was found dead. There's now protection for other youth that are autistic. We thank you, Lord, that you've taken and flipped the script on the enemy. You flipped it on the enemy. So we thank you for that victory. And we thank you for the youth that you're keeping them today, Lord, out of all trouble so that they're not ending this day in despair or dead for no reason.
Thank you.
Father, we pray also for the peace of Jerusalem. You gave us instructions that pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And you said with the promise, may they prosper who love her. And Father, we know that Jerusalem has a strategic place in your end time plan, which is now. So we pray, Lord, that Jerusalem is surrounded with ministering angels. Every gate, every square inch of it is covered and protected by divine supernatural means on this day.
Yes, Lord.
So that there's no destruction that can come to Jerusalem or the people that live therein. Bless that place, that it will continue to be a place of peace, of shalom, of wholeness, oneness, in the name of
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. And we want to pray for the salvation of the lost. God has many people around the earth that are carrying the gospel, the light. We want to pray for those people because they're on the front lines. Some are in countries and communities that are free, where they can speak freely of the goodness of God and share the light. And then others, and some of whom I've known and do know, that are in places where the total atmosphere is opposing the light of the gospel. And so that some of these people are in danger. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have angels. You have escorts.
Yes, Father, thank you.
That dispatched and sent with the light to illuminate the nations, to bring your peace and your good news, to dispel the darkness. Father, in the name of Jesus, in our prayer today, we combine our hearts, faith, purpose, and agreement in the stand of oneness against the darkness in those far-flung places, in Africa, in Tibet, in the Middle East. Wherever the demons have found refuge and have dominated the atmosphere, we send the light of the gospel on this day to break forth and to break through. Excuse me. And we pray for those believers that are being persecuted even now and opposed because of their lives, that they're being lived for the cause of Christ. Bless them. Give them strength. Continue to provide them even now. Strengthen them in their inner person, in their spirit, that this day they stand afresh in a new way with new and renewed courage in the name of Jesus to speak, to stand, to move, to appear as you give direction and guidance to them.
Yes.
Keep their families from all harm and danger in the name of Jesus. And we pray that those that are discovering and hearing you for the first time through the light of the gospel, that they will respond with purpose. They will not be afraid. In Jesus' name. That the lost, lost sheep will come home to their shepherd in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well,
glory to God.
I want to thank you on this wonderful day for joining us. And know that God is with you. We heard the testimony of Jenny of how God preserved and kept her on yesterday. Had he not done so, today could have been a different day for all of us. But because of God's power to keep, she's able to be with us in prayer today. What a great God we serve.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
God. Yes. Mighty. Mighty to save.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So even as you go through this day today, keep that truth in your heart that God is with you.
Yes.
He is there for you even when you can't see him. He is there. He's represented.
Yes.
Yes. God is there for you. And so be bold, be strong. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Showing yourself mighty and showing yourself strong to your people,
yes.
Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. You know, every hair on your head.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But only for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Awesome.
God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Thank you,
Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Nobody can do it like you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Praise for your mercy and your grace.
Hallelujah.
And your tender loving kindness, Lord, is only because of your mercy
and your grace.
We got the victory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Devil, you have to back off.
You have to back off, God, people.
You have no hole. You have no say. You have no stand. You have to back off. When you see the blood, you have to pass. You have to pass. When you see the blood, you have to pass.
Hallelujah.
The same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he promised us that his blood.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for this covenant that you have with us, Lord, that you are covenant keeping God. And you promise us that you will shield us, you will protect us, you will cover us.
Yes.
And you will never leave us nor forsake us.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He's with us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Continue giving us the desire to seek you, Lord, not only to pray, but to seek you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we do thank you for joining us on this wonderful Tuesday, and I do want to give us a benediction, and it comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. Here's the truth and the revelation. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I bless everyone. Thank you. Pray for me. God bless you, Pastor Sister Liz.
Hallelujah.
Thank you all. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
God bless everyone.
Walk in victory.
Hallelujah. Yes, victory. So have it today. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank the Lord. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.